When Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, second person of the Blessed Trinity made man, when he ascended into heaven 40 days after Easter, after he rose from the dead, he did so with his human body. That fact is significant because it means that ever since Ascension Thursday, heaven has been inhabited by a divine person. Divine person who has a body like ours, although his body is already in its glorified state and ours isn't. This is a truth of our faith, a truth of our faith that has really some very practical implications for our daily lives. It's not just a tenet of the creed. You see, if the Son of God had discarded his human body after his resurrection and gone to heaven as a pure spirit, that would have sent us a message. Would have sent us a message that our bodies are really not very important. Would have said to us that only our souls and our spirits matter. But that's not what happened. As I just said, Jesus went to heaven with his body. That means that our bodies do matter. They matter a lot. It's not a coincidence that the Church says we are to respect our human bodies always. Even in death, we are to respect the body. You know, sometimes when a relative dies, an otherwise good Catholic will ask questions like, why can't I scatter Grandma's ashes to the four winds at the beach? Grandma loved Westerlytown Beach. It was her favorite place. Why can't I keep Grandma's ashes on the living room coffee table? She sat at that table for years. It was her favorite place in the house. Grandma's ashes are to be interred in the ground, or in a mausoleum, or a columbarium, as the proper prayers of the Church, committal prayers of the Church, are prayed, because her ashes are the ashes of a human body that will be raised from the dead at the end of time. They're the ashes of a body that's been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. They're the ashes of a body that was made to live forever in a glorified state in the kingdom of heaven. Hence, they're not to be thrown around like confetti at a wedding. They're not to be used as a decoration for the coffee table in the living room. Human bodies, our human bodies, are to be treated with proper respect in death, because that's the way we're to treat our bodies in life. Of course, in treating our bodies with respect in this life, we need to avoid two extremes. One is worship, the other is abuse. And both, sad to say, are very common today. People who worship their bodies are people who value their physical health above everything else, including the health of their souls. It's a phenomenon that Pope John Paul II and other popes have referred to as the cult of the body. Now, what makes this attitude so difficult to resist is the fact that our culture, our materialistic, hedonistic culture, actively promotes it. Proof of that, all you have to do is watch one of those cosmetic surgery programs on cable TV or on YouTube, or pick up a bodybuilding magazine or the latest issue of Cosmopolitan, or read the statistics on how many people, men and women alike, suffer from eating disorders today. Now, don't misunderstand me here. As one who loves to work out at the gym and has worked out for years, I'm a firm believer in maintaining your physical health. That's a good thing. I'm a firm believer in the importance of taking care of your body, proper care of your body, especially when you have a serious disease like I do. Your body in its present condition, my brothers and sisters, is not immortal. So its value is not absolute. You can do 1,000 push-ups and sit-ups every day, have plastic surgery on 90% of your body. The fact is, you're still going to die. You may die at your ideal weight, as the old saying goes, but you're still going to die. Pope Pius XII said it very simply and very clearly many years ago. He said, care for the body, strengthening of the body, yes, but cult of the body, making a god of the body, no. In today's world, it's a hard balance to achieve. We all need to work at it. Which brings us to the other extreme that we need to avoid, which is namely abuse. Those who worship their bodies care for them too much. Those who abuse their bodies care for them too little. And obviously it's bad to abuse your body through drugs or alcohol. That's a given. But it's also wrong to abuse your body in other ways. For example, by eating too much or by not eating enough. It's wrong to abuse your body by failing to go to the doctor when you're sick or by failing to take your medication, the medication you know you need to take for an illness that you have. And of course, it's wrong to abuse your body by engaging in immoral sexual behaviors. The ascension of Jesus Christ reminds us that our bodies are ultimately made for heaven, not for earth. Lord Jesus, help us to remember that today and always. Help us to live our lives accordingly, treating our bodies and the bodies of others with the respect they deserve, so that someday our glorified bodies will join yours in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.